This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Lebanon's government has resigned in the aftermath of last Tuesday's devastating explosion at Beirut's port and angry public protests that followed. Lebanon's Prime Minister Hassan Diab announced the move Monday night. Diab did not say when new elections would be held. Diab laid the blame for the country's myriad problems at the feet of the country's political elite, who have ruled Lebanon since the end of the civil war nearly 30 years ago. He said they've caused political and economic devastation and brought about last week's tragedy. Several ministers and lawmakers had already resigned, but mass demonstrations on Saturday and Sunday led to the decision for the entire government to step down. The massive blast killed at least 160 people, injured thousands, and left more than 250,000 people homeless. It's been blamed on the explosion of 2,750 metric tons of ammonium nitrate that had been improperly stored at Beirut port for 6 years. In New York, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said the voices of the Lebanese people must be heard. He called for a credible and transparent investigation into the cause of the blast. He did not say whether Lebanese authorities or an independent international commission should conduct the investigation. Sunday, world leaders pledged nearly $300 million to help Lebanon recover. The country was already grappling with an economic crisis and the pandemic of the coronavirus. The United States has made an initial pledge of $17 million and sent 3 aircraft with medical supplies. Rebuilding is expected to cost billions of dollars. Economists have forecast the damage could erase up to 25% of the country's